I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, and I welcome you to another episode of Theosis, our daily journey through the Easter season as we experience each day more and more the wonderful healing presence of God in our lives as shown through the power and the grace of the Word and the Spirit, each of us calling us towards the Father, healing us, making us whole, bringing us into union with the Trinity, indeed making us become more and more like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who became like us in all things but sin. Today is the Sunday of the fifth week of Easter in the Eastern Church. This is also known as the Sunday of the Blind Man. And we will begin our meditation with the Gospel of John, chapter 9, verses 1 to 7. And as he was passing by, he saw a man blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who has sinned, this man or his parents, that he should be born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but the works of God were to be made manifest in him. I must do the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had said these things, he spat on the ground and made clay with the spittle and spread the clay over his eyes and said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which is interpreted sent. So he went away and washed and returned seeing. St. John Cassian writes, "In the Gospel, clay was placed on the eyes of the blind man. When it was washed off, he could see. Can water restore sight, or clay give the power to see? Obviously not. Water is worthless for a blind man, and clay in one's eyes would actually damage their sight. How is it possible for something harmful to become a means for restoring health? How can it be that something that would normally be harmful can be a means for healing? The power of God was at work. It was caused by the healing power of God. All of this was brought about by the Omnipotent One, who is able to create new things from that which appears worthless, and to make valuable things out of that which is considered useless, to make that which seems impossible and impracticable into the possible and the actual." The Sunday of the Blind Man continues the special focus on Jesus as the spring of living water that began 2 weeks ago with our celebration of the Sunday of the Paralytic. As in previous weeks, the emphasis is on Jesus' great healing power, both physical, as with the paralytic, and with the blind man today, as well as spiritual, as with St. Fotina last week. Also, in previous weeks, the Church shows us that Jesus' healing miracles give us greater awareness of who and what Jesus is, and how his power continues to be made manifest today. Finally, just as in the events of the Feast of Tabernacles commemorated at mid-Pentecost, and how this required the temple priests to draw water from the pool of Siloam as a sign of the life-giving water offered by God, the events of the Sunday of the Blind Man also involved taking water from this pool for healing and the restoration of life. Once more, we see that the result of Christ's healing carries with it an imperative, a command to spread the good news to others. In fact, the Gospel tells us that the very word Siloam means sent. The blind man is not only sent to obtain healing, he is sent to spread the good news, and thus God's healing power to others, even if he does not completely recognize God's healing power in his own life, and even if those to whom he evangelizes are unwilling to accept Christ as the one who has himself been sent for their salvation. Thus, this reading fits well into our Easter journey of discovery and response. Sometimes we see clearly the reality of the Father's two hands, the Son and the Spirit, in our lives. At other times, that reality can be difficult to recognize. Perhaps due to distractions, we find ourselves no longer focused on our relationship with the Father. Perhaps dark times in our lives seem to cast shadows over the light of God. Still, this Gospel reminds us that even if we cannot see Jesus, even if we don't know that it is he who is working in our lives, still Jesus' power continues to heal. Christ's resurrection continues to promise salvation, and the Holy Spirit continues to inspire conversion. We may also find it difficult to spread the good news. Like the blind man, we may face opposition. We may believe that we who are totally born in sin are the least or the last people who should be spreading the good news of the one who had no sin. Yet Christ has chosen and sent us. We who are weak are strengthened by the Holy Spirit. We who are unworthy are made worthy by the passion and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The healing of the blind man through water and clay reminds us of the work of the Son and the Spirit from the very beginning of creation, as they formed humanity out of clay. In the events of today's Gospel, the Son and the Spirit are again unified by their action of recreating the eyes of the blind man and granting him new birth and his baptismal washing in the pools of Siloam. Now that we too have washed and been given sight through our own baptism and rebirth, May we join with a blind man in worshiping the Son of Man. And we will conclude with our Easter refrain. Christ is risen from the dead. By death he trampled death, and to those in the graves he granted life.